So it's good to say this about an interview regarding Prestatyn Town, isn't it? Welcome to the Welsh Premier League podcast. And now it's preview interview time with Mike Parker from Prestatyn Town. It does sound good, doesn't it?
It definitely does sound, you know, Prestatyn Town back in the Welsh Premier League. Brilliant. Really glad to be back.
You've worked hard for it. The club's worked hard for it. And we'll talk a little bit about the past in a second. But what's the thinking about where you want to be in 12 months' time? And how hard is it going to be to get there?
Well, I think, you know, I've played in the Welsh Premier League before, so I know what the standard's like. I know what we're to expect. But I think for us, we just want to be competitive. So hopefully get off to a good start. But all we want to do is be competitive and make sure that, you know, we've set our own standards, Gibbo's laid out what he wants, and if we can just deliver to those targets, then we'll be more than happy.
And what a season you had last season, for many reasons, good and bad. The bad ones first. When that tax bill landed and everybody rallied round to help pay that tax bill, what was the atmosphere like in the changing room relating to that situation?
To be honest, I know it might sound strange, but the group of players that we've got, you know, as soon as we were told that, it was like, right, well, what are we going to do? And it was kind of like, well, who have you got next week? We had Harden away. So we were very unaffected by it. We knew that, okay, we're very appreciative of everybody trying to round up and get this tax bill sorted. But for us as players, that we knew that we just had to carry on, do what we were doing, because we were doing well in the league at that point. And I think maybe when a couple of teams got wind of this tax bill, maybe thought Prestatyn would sort of like start to drip off. But the lads that we've got, we just made sure that we just go, who have we got next week? Let's go and beat them. Who have we got the week after? Let's go and beat them. And I think, you know, the players do really well, because for that tax bill to, you know, everybody can round together and stuff, but as long as, you know, we need to keep still winning. You know, we need to still keep doing well. And I think it was a combined effort, and it was fantastic that we managed to get through it.
A quick word about those that did come around, though. Hundreds of thousands of people putting their hands in their pockets one way or other. It not only shows you the community you have in Prestatyn who care about the future of that club, also shows about the community football, I suppose, in a way, doesn't it?
Yeah, of course. Like locally, fantastic. Everybody's endeavour and everybody's contribution. But for me, it was kind of like, as well, you're seeing your opponents, maybe. I think there was a Carmarthen player that donated some money, you know, £10, £20. You have our rivals, Real, donating money. And, you know, as a footballing community, I don't think anybody wants to see a club struggle, especially, like, I think Prestatyn's good for the league. You know, it's got good history as well with, like, how we've done in the league previously. So I think, all in all, everybody's effort, it was just really appreciative, and otherwise we wouldn't be here today.
And boy, didn't you do well in the league last season. Come from nowhere. Everybody was banking on Carnarvon just walking that league last season, and you had different ideas, didn't you?
I think, yeah, you know, Carnarvon, they're a great side. They've got a good manager, good players. I think, kind of like, yeah, let the hype go towards them, but we just concentrate on ourselves. We don't think about anybody else. And that was kind of it. It wasn't as complicated. You know, if they want to be the favourites, they can be the favourites. But we just made sure that we took care of who we've got week after week. And I think that was a really good, like, for us as a young group of players, if we just concentrate on who we've got week after week, I think that's how we managed to make sure we did as well as we did for so long, because we went unbeaten, I think it was up until maybe February. So that was just a great achievement by us all. And I'm glad that we managed to see it over the line. It would have been nice to go unbeaten, but for me, it was never about that. It was about winning the league. That was the priority, and we got that done. And now we're back, so it's great.
And that mentality of caring about yourselves and not worrying about others will stand you in good stead in this league, because there will be a lot of talk of how are Prestatyn going to do, how are Barry going to do, the new boys, and you know, how tough are the other teams. And all you're going to do is look at each game and go, this is what we need to beat X, this is what we need to beat Y.
I think being like Prestatyn, you know, maybe Barry, you know, that's, I think, how you've got to approach it. I don't think it's, you know, you can't worry about if you've got in 2 weeks' time, 3 weeks' time. You've just got to take each game as it comes and make sure you're best prepared for that game. And then come Saturday, Friday night, whenever you're playing, try and get the job done.
Or even Thursday night for you, because you're going to be the Facebook game, aren't you?
Well, that landed, no, I think, away. So, yeah, I don't really know too much about these Facebook games, but apparently, yeah, now you can watch the game on Facebook, so I don't know.
How do you feel about Thursday night football, though, generally?
I think it's good, you know, if it's everybody, you know, everybody works and stuff like that. So as long as travel doesn't come into it too much, then I think, why not? You know, it's you don't have to wait for the weekend to play football, so great.
What are you going to do on your Saturday when you're playing on a Thursday?
I've got a little boy, so I'm always busy, yeah.
He's that's plans old, already, mate. So,
yeah, he'll keep me on my toes, yeah, so yeah. And I'm sure my partner, she'll be quite happy that I'm around a little bit more. So yeah, I'm sure she'll be happy with Thursday night games as well.
Oh, the Prestatyn shops are going to get hit. Okay, so what we know is the team that won the Cymru Lions at a canter. We know those players. You've had a pre-season. You've got some new faces flying in and out. Tell us a little bit about people that we don't know who are joining us this season.
Well, to be honest, our team is pretty much unchanged. You know, there's one player out, Jordan Davis, and there's two players brought in. You've got Zach Edwards and Zeb Edwards. So we've got like the Edwards family, apart from Kai probably, you know, maybe a couple of years at Gaff, and he might fancy coming back. Everyone, you have to be an Edwards to get in the team, I suppose. But really, our team is actually unchanged. There's obviously coming into the Welsh Premier League, though, it's a few players that haven't got that experience. We've obviously played the Welsh Cup games, but that's different, isn't it? You know, the Welsh Premier League, you need to hit that consistency, you know, week after week, not so much just raising your game for a Welsh Cup match. So I think our team is relatively unchanged, but we've got a few new players to the league, so it'd be nice to see how they get on. I'm sure they'll do great.
Llandudno came up and did very well in their first season. There's something about the Cymru Alliance that when somebody comes up, they actually do shock a bit. And I wonder if it's because you have to play more games, Wednesdays, Saturdays and all that sort of stuff. There is a more intense feel about where you've come from. Do you think that's going to be a help to you?
To be honest, I don't really know, because for me, I think like if everybody should treat every team exactly the same, you know, like you should be going there to think you can beat every team anyway. So I don't really know if I wouldn't think of it like that anyway. I'm coming to play whoever. I don't care where they're from or where they've come from or if they're the champions or they've come from the league below. I just treat it exactly the same and make sure we go out to try and get 3 points.
So you're not looking at perhaps the teams that we might think might be bottom six next season, they're thinking, right, we've just got to pick them off and, you know, keep ourselves in there. You know, if there's a chance of beating CNS, you'll go for it.
100%, yeah. And I really don't understand why people wouldn't try and do it. You know, obviously CNS, they're fantastic, aren't they? Professional side, the only professional side in the league. You know, they're every time I've had a few, I've been on a few ends of a few hidings off CNS in the past. But I think with us, because we're a young side and the way Gibbo, you know, kind of likes us to play, our style of play, he won't like try and compliment anybody else. He'll just do his own thing, and then we'll just try and adhere to what he says and try and implement the game plan on any given day against any given team.
So we're looking at Prestatin back in the Europa League next season.
Well, I would love that. Yeah, obviously we're working really hard, but we've got our internal goals and objectives, and if we just hit them, then whatever comes. But we're just looking to be competitive and have a good go at it.
The only disappointment, of course, is you don't have the guys from down the coast to play in your derby. They've gone somewhere, haven't they?
It is unfortunate. You know, obviously we're rivals, but us coming up and them coming down, there's obviously the local sort of like banter, I suppose. But I think it would have been good for the league, maybe, if Real was still in it. But then you're in the league because you deserve to be in the league, and you're not in the league because you don't deserve to be in the league. I've experienced relegation. We've bounced back. We've worked hard for 2 years to bounce back. So it may be see how they fare. And if they do manage to come back up and we manage to stay up, then, yeah, we maybe have that Welsh Premier League derby that we all want to see anyway.